January 6th, the Epiphany, Theophany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When our Lord reached 30 years from his physical birth, he began his teaching and salvific work. He himself signified this beginning of the beginning by his baptism in the Jordan River. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem says, "The beginning of the world, water, the beginning of the good news, Jordan." At the time of the baptism of the Lord in water, that mystery was declared to the world, that mystery which was prophesied in the Old Testament, the mystery about which in ancient Egypt and India was only fabled, i.e., the mystery of the divine Holy Trinity. The Father was revealed to the sense of hearing, the Spirit was revealed to the sense of sight, and in addition to these, the Son was revealed to the sense of touch. The Father uttered his witness about the Son. The Son was baptized in the water, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove hovered above the water. When John the Baptist witnessed and said about Christ, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," St. John chapter 1 verse 29. And when John immersed and baptized the Lord in the Jordan, the mission of Christ in the world and the path of our salvation was shown. That is to say, the Lord took upon himself the sins of mankind and died under them, immersion, and became alive again, the coming out of the water. And we must die as the old sinful man and become alive again as cleansed, renewed, and regenerated. This is the Savior and this is the path of salvation. The Feast of the Epiphany, Theophany in Greek, is also called the Feast of Illumination. For us, the event in the Jordan River illuminates, by manifesting to us God as Trinity, consubstantial and undivided. That is one way. And the second, every one of us through baptism in water is illumined by this, that we become adopted by the Father of lights through the merits of the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hymn of Praise, the Holy Trinity. O Holy Lord, holy in creating, all that you create by your word, by your Spirit you consecrate. O mighty Lord, mighty in suffering, for the world you walk to your death, for the world you resurrect. Immortal Lord, in voice we praise you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God, have mercy on us. The Father who appeared over Jordan has a voice, the Spirit who as a white dove hovered, the Son who by the prophet John was baptized, three rays of light, one light shone, the Trinity manifested. We praise you in voice, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God, have mercy on us.
Reflection. At one time the fables of the heretics plagued the Church of God, and now the Church is plagued by the fables of the apostates from God. By perseverance in the faith, by diligence in prayer, by confession of the faith, and even martyrdom for the faith, the Church remained undefeated until now. Only by these methods will these neo-plagues be defeated. The Church of God, the vessel of divine truth, will triumph in the end. The enemies are ruined completely forever. Psalm 9, verse 7. Blessed Clement of Alexandria said about heretics who left the Church, "He who has fallen into heresy travels through an arid desert, abandoning the one true God. Alienated from God, he seeks water in dry places. He gathers barren fruit with his hands and enters into an uninhabited and thirsty land." This also can be said today about the many hypothecators and theoreticians who are led by their imaginations and not by the truth of God. Contemplation. To contemplate the event of the baptism of the Lord, his humble coming to the Jordan River unknown to all, except John, his immersion in the water, the hovering of the dove over him, and the voice from on high. Homily, about the mystery of heavenly divine Trinity. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are together, 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. When we read Holy Scripture, we should be alert to keep an eye on every word. To the rapid reader, for example, this distinction which the evangelist draws between the heavenly Trinity and the earthly Trinity will not become apparent. Concerning the heavenly Trinity, he says, "And these three are one." And concerning the earthly Trinity, he says, "And these three are together." There is an enormous difference between being one and being together. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, whereas the Spirit, water, and blood are only together and are not one. Even enemies could be together as one, but are not one. All the people on earth are together, but they are not one. Water and blood constitute the body, and the Spirit is the Spirit. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. However, they are not one, but they are still together. When man dies, the union is broken apart and ceases to exist. Blood and water go to one side, and the Spirit goes to another side. Whereas the heavenly divine Trinity in the heavens, not only are they together, but they are also one. There is also another Trinity in the inner heaven of man, which should be not only a unity, but a oneness, so that man could be blessed in this world and in the other world. That is the union of the mind, heart, and will. As long as these three are only in togetherness, man will be at war with himself and with the heavenly Trinity. However, when these three become one, so that neither one rules and that neither one is enslaved, the man becomes filled with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Man's every word, every explanation, every fear, and every sorrow. Then the small heaven in man begins to resemble that great heaven of God, and the image and likeness of God becomes apparent in man. O Triune God, help us to resemble at least those who resemble you. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.